It is time now for a soul edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Ayana Contreras is DJ and host of the show Reclaimed Soul on Vocalo Radio. That's part of Chicago Public Media. She's also a producer for WBEZ's Sound Opinions, and she's with us from Chicago. Ayana, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you so much.
And how are things in Chicago today?
Oh, it's wonderful. Summer in Chicago is a place for lovers, isn't that what they say?
It's where you forget about the winter in Chicago.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, tell us about Reclaimed Soul. This is an all-vinyl show, meaning you don't play anything that's not on an old record.
Correct. And the key here is old records. So I'm not playing a whole bunch of reissues. I'm also not playing things that weren't actually out back in the day. I'm playing the original cuts. And part of the reason why I do that is, you know, vinyl is hot right now and people, you know, think it's kind of, you know, kitschy and fun. But I think driving down the alleys here in Chicago back in the day and seeing stacks of records that people had thrown out and thinking that those things had value, I wanted to sort of do an homage to these things that people have thrown away culturally.
I was in Quebec City recently, and there's a church on the side of the road that has been turned into basically a huge record store, and they've got all these bins of these records. But I wonder, and you'll know from experience, how do you figure out what's going to be good? Do you base your thoughts on the album art?
I am a very visual person, so at the end of the day, if it's a terrible record and it's beautiful, I'm okay with that. But okay. Oftentimes I'm sort of attracted to certain producers and writers, and covers are especially something I'm attracted to. So if I see some compositions that are exciting to me, I'll definitely pick up a record, even if it's an unknown artist.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the music. This is Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers. I didn't get a chance.
She danced in the dark and disappeared in the night. And oh, she stole my heart. It was love at first sight. Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
That beautiful lady.
The beautiful lady. Who's
that? So this song is better known as the song That Lady, released in 1973. This version is from nearly 10 years earlier.
Right. And it has very different lyrics also. The only thing that really is stuck to it is the overall structure, the Latin tinge to it, and the chorus, of course. When I found this record, it was like a dime bin, and I saw that the label itself was a different label than the Orange T-Neck label from their 1970s recordings. And I was just immediately attracted to it, and I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And, you know, to hear this very different recording of something that we all, you know and
right.
hopefully love was super fun.
And the Isley Brothers, by the way, from Cincinnati, Ohio, they've been around for so long. They've had so many different sounds. Do you have a favorite Isley Brothers sound?
I think the Ernie era. So Ernie is the younger Isley brother, and he's also a guitar player who was deeply influenced by Jimi Hendrix, who at one point played in the Isley Brothers backing band. So he came in the group in the like late 1960s, like right around 69, 70, and put this kind of rock tinge into everything that they did, which I love.
Okay, well, next you have brought us Ain't No Sunshine. This is performed by Nancy Wilson.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. And he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away.
So I'm used to hearing Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. She's singing Ain't No Sunshine When He's Gone.
Right. The fact that it's sort of reversed from the he to she. And I think there's so many women out there who can relate to that. Like, where is that guy?
Right.
Why won't he text me?
Well, what do you like about this particular recording of this?
Well, what I love about it is the largeness of it. So the original Ain't No Sunshine is very intimate, and really it's folk soul, the Bill Withers version. And this came out the same year, but it's a very dramatic reworking. And it's arranged by Phil Wright, who did a lot of wonderful soul recordings at Chess Records here in Chicago.
And tell us about Nancy Wilson.
So Nancy Wilson, also from Ohio, as a matter of fact, but she started singing in the late 1950s. Her first recording out of the gate was a hit, and she just was really a consistent, solid jazz soul vocalist, and I just think she's very underrated. Everybody loves Sarah Vaughan and Dinah Washington, but I would consider Nancy Wilson to be on that level.
Okay, well, the next one that you brought us is the singer Merrily Rush. This is Reach Out.
If you feel you can't go on, 'cause all your hopes are gone, and your life filled with much confusion, happiness is just an illusion, and the world is tumbling.
I feel like I'm in the Upside Down right now.
Again, when you're paying a dime for a single, you've got two shots at something good, yeah? And if one of the songs is definitely a song you're familiar with, and it said Reach Out, and it said Holland Dozier Holland, and I said, oh, Four Tops. Let me hear what this sounds like. And Merrily Rush was recording in Memphis at the time, and so it's just like Memphis, and you've got a Motown song, maybe we have a winner.
Well, and I've heard that Four Tops version so many times, it's so funny to hear it in a different way.
Yeah, I love dramatic reworkings. Yeah. I mean, I think anybody can do a true cover, but to say, I'm going to take this composition and just think about it anew and fresh, I think that just takes a certain level of talent.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, and this is another cover. I'm not going to say what it is just yet, but it is performed by Coro Nacional de Cuba. Okay, so obviously a cover there of the Beatles song, Michelle. By the way, I'm not sure if our listeners who are driving can hear this, but you can hear that little crackle of the record player there.
Yes, I got this record in Cuba at 5:30 in the morning. We made a deal, found a lady who knew a lady who knew a lady who had some vinyl records, and got some records. And of course, you know, in Cuba, people just don't have a lot of things. And so the records themselves are not in the best shape. You know, if you only have 15 records, right, you're playing those same records over and over. And when I first heard it, I couldn't hear it until I got home. I couldn't find a turntable. Mm. And I literally cried. It was just so beautiful. It was just...
How many records do you have at this point?
Something like 6,000. Something like that.
Are they alphabetically organized?
No. They're because I also DJ like clubs and things like that. They're arranged sort of thematically. So everything from... all my Blue Note recordings are all together to my Things That Make People Want to Step, which is like a Chicago kind of couple dance. Those are all together. Disco stuff is together, you know, that sort of thing.
That's Ayana Contreras, who is DJ and host of the show Reclaimed Soul on Vocalo Radio in Chicago. Very interesting to hear all of these. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.